The Emmy Awards are months away, but right now is a crucial time for the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. Members have until Friday to make their picks for Emmy nominations. That means TV critics and bloggers are burning up their keyboards, hoping to build support for their Emmy favorites. Eric Deggans is a TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times, and he's taken time out from his keyboard to chat with us. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm interested to know what performances you think are Emmy-worthy. There are tons of eligible actors in each of the awards, 40 or 60 in a category. Are they trying to boil it down now to 5 nominees? That's right?
Yes. There's plenty of people who we expect to be recognized. Steve Carell will probably get a nomination for his final season on The Office. We expect that Hugh Laurie from House might get nominated because this might be his second to last season on House, and he's never actually won one. He's been nominated a lot. We expect Jon Hamm from Mad Men to get nominated. But I feel like there's some people who don't get quite so much attention who we might also want to take a look at.
So beyond the obvious, is there an actress you like?
Most definitely. I think one of the interesting things that's happening with the actress category is that a lot of great actresses are actually nominated in the supporting categories. Regina King from Southland, who plays this great female detective. She almost stole the show, and I have no idea why she was nominated as a supporting actress, other than perhaps they figure there might be a little less competition there. But we also had Kelly MacDonald from Boardwalk Empire. She played this great Irish immigrant housewife who becomes a girlfriend to a mobster in training. Condi Alexander from Tremé, you know, she did a great job. But my real favorite is Margot Martindale from Justified. She plays the matriarch of a drug-dealing family in rural Kentucky, and we've got this great clip of her telling off one of her rivals during a parlay, as they call it.
Aside from money, what is business but contracts and agreements? You and me, we had an agreement. I gave up my family's claim on this county, but for one thing, the pot business.
That is true, Mags, but then your son Dickie approached me.
You didn't shake hands with Dickie, you shook hands with me. We had a deal and you broke it.
She sounds like someone you don't want to mess with.
Oh, you gotta love her. And TV fans will recognize the actress. She was on Dexter, but here she gets to play a crime kingpin in Kentucky, and she does an amazing job with it.
Are there actors that you're also talking about?
Oh, yeah. Well, I loved Andrew Lincoln in The Walking Dead. He is actually a British actor who played a Southern sheriff who winds up stuck in this world where zombies come to life. Aziz Ansari on Parks and Recreation, he plays a really wacky character who's sort of like your ultimate office mate gone bad. And Nick Offerman, who's also on that show, plays sort of the head of the department with an awesome mustache and an even awesomer taste for being really politically incorrect. I just love his character. But I gotta give it to Peter Dinklage on Game of Thrones. He's the dwarf son of a powerful lord in this sort of medieval Lord of the Rings type drama on HBO. It just concluded on Sunday, and we've got this clip of him coaching the misfit son of another powerful family about how to handle being an outcast in this world.
Let me give you some advice, bastard. Never forget what you are. The rest of the world will not. Wear it like armor, and it can never be used to hurt you.
He's just an amazing character. And now that it's all aired, if you have HBO, you can probably go back and see all the episodes on demand.
When are these Emmy nominations announced?
The nominations are announced on July 14th, and then we'll see the winners announced in September.
Eric Deggans, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Eric Deggans of the St. Petersburg Times. He watches TV, so we don't have to.
This is NPR News.